was already going to solid state.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, yeah. That was studying certain things that happen in periodic potentials when you change some of the parameters.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, but some of the interesting aspects of Sauton was that he didn't call you to report once a week or twice a week or what on a regular schedule. He basically was available when you needed him, but he left you alone. He was basically watching
mm-hmm.
and forming his own opinion about you as he was watching. And I remember one of the experiences was, well, I came to him with an idea, with a physical concept. He would listen, and then with a just tinge of sarcasm in his voice, would say, well, Mr. Krumman, this is all very nice, but you ought to be able to formulate this mathematically. So you go back and are being told and report to him then
mm-hmm.
how you would formulate this mathematically. So obviously mathematics was important. So he came to him with the mathematical formulation of the physics and with a slightly more sarcastic tone. But Mr. Krumman, that's just a piece of math. What does it mean physically? And if you've gone through this loop a few times, you get the message.
Uh-huh.
You get the message that you have to be able to move with ease from one to the other, at least if you wanted to live up to Sauter's standards.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And that had a deep influence on me.
Yes.
And that has been a very formative experience. And I have later on encountered that same experience when Bill Shockley, who I knew quite well,
uh-huh.
Had the same style.
Oh, yeah?
Moved back and forth.
Okay.
That was very interesting. But then something else happened during that master's thesis, that diploma. We had already agreed on something that would be a PhD dissertation.
Okay.
Well, I was still working on the diploma thesis. So one day Sauter came into my office and said to stop working on diploma thesis, simply write up whatever I had and turn it in. He wanted to move on to the real thing. And I protested, said, but there's a lot like this. Never mind. Let's go and move on to the real thing. And he was also wonderful in the sense that he didn't believe that degrees should be awarded on the basis of having served time.